And it's John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrap. And those of us who are used to attending football matches very much didn't at the weekend. So I thought it'd be good to speak to one or two people who were there just to find out what it was like and how sort of unusual it felt. So first of all, we're joined by Neil Jones, obviously from Goal. And you all know Neil very well, who was one of the, I'd say, fortunate few to be there present at the Merseyside Derby. Neil, did you feel fortunate? Would that be a right word?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely spot on. Where I actually felt a little bit guilty at times because I know so many Liverpool fans and, you know, people all ages from all across the world who would give anything to have been at any Liverpool game. And, you know, people who go, you know, we all know them, the guys who go home, away, across the world, pre-season tours, you see the same faces, you see them and, you know, reading the stories about people who haven't missed a home game in 44 years. And,
yeah, Les Lawson, isn't he?
Les Lawson is another guy, Peter Millier on the club website as well, who said he still has bad feelings about a game he missed in 1974, you know, because he was ill and all that, he was 16. So, yeah, I did feel fortunate. I felt, you know, I wouldn't say undeserving, but, you know, in that regard of sort of, you know, I didn't want to rub it in too much that I was there. Obviously, I don't want to sort of be, oh, look at me, I'm at Goodison and that. But it was a strange experience, and I think the good thing was probably the football was that bad that I don't think anyone felt that upset that they weren't there to see it.
Yeah, no, that certainly helps with the guilt element. In terms of, you know, it must have been a strange one arriving at Goodison, because, you know, you're used to getting in the ground, you know, earlier than I do, let's face it. But still, you know, presumably when you're getting there, you know, an hour before or whatever it is, you know, there's still a lot of people milling around. You know, that must have been a sort of strange experience. I saw you did a video of the bus arriving, and normally, you know, that'd be getting a bit of stick, wouldn't it, from the Evertonian doing about. And yeah, it just, even that element to it must have felt strange.
Yeah, it was. You know, I was driving up Southport Road from ours, and I was thinking to myself, funny this, you know, like 5:15, 7 o'clock kickoff, and I was thinking, A, that I'm leaving that late to go to a derby, B, that I'm not worrying at all about, you know, where am I going to park, where's the traffic, what's it going to be like, you know, sort of making sure you're there early. I actually parked where the away coaches normally gather for an Everton game. So, you know, on Priory Road.
Yeah.
And usually, you know, you'd never park there, any other game. Walked through Stanley Park, and just by chance I arrived at the same time as the bus. But you're right, you know, there was a few fans there, you know, a few Liverpool fans. I have to say, there was no worrying over the social distance, and it was groups of two and three, you know, if any, and just sort of lone voices sort of shouting, mainly Liverpool fans, to be honest, cheering the bus in. But you, like you say, I mean, usually that would be a sort of, you know, a bit of a gauntlet for the bus to run, and